Welcome to Phone Sex with Lily Show, where talent in front and behind the camera is showcased and explored. As you can imagine, there are a lot of characters and personalities in this industry. Listen as they share their stories. But first, grab your lube and get comfortable because the guests will unknowingly be subjected to phone sex with a porn star, webcam model, and your host, Lily Craven.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. I have a question for you. If you could give me some advice. Well, there's this hot guy across the way from my job, and I really, really want to get him, and I just don't know how to, besides jumping in front of his car. Like, what do I do to turn him on to me?
Oh, well, what do you like about him?
Well, I can see that package he's packing. And, well, he works for, you know, that big shipping company. And he wears these nice shorts. It's his body. That's what I want.
Oh, what do you want to do with his body?
What do I want to do? What wouldn't I do? I would climb up and down that pole all day long.
Well, I don't think jumping in front of that big brown truck is going to help you, but maybe you could try the bend and snap.
Try to do what?
The bend and snap.
Oh, well. Okay. I just figured, you know, I don't know. Should I just go over there and be like, hey, you're hot. You want to fuck?
Yes. At least the first part. The second part's a little aggressive, but I think you're hot is a good way to start. It's very bold.
Okay. So I'm going to walk up and go, hi, I think you're hot.
Yes, perfect.
And then he'll want to have sex finally?
I think so. Like if he's into you as well. I think you're hot definitely alludes to you wanting to fuck.
Ooh, I think so too. Well, I'm definitely going to go give it a try.
I think you should.
All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, please do.
You're watching Phone Sex with Lily Show. I have a very special guest. Oh, goodness. You have I don't want to say you've put some miles on it in the industry, but you have.
I've never heard it like that.
Yeah, she's been around a little while, and she's definitely filmed with some of the biggest performers. She's well known, Miss Jay Taylor. Hello, how are you today?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you, Lily?
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Of course, thank you for having me.
So our phone sex was a little interesting. You thought it was too aggressive to say, I just want, hey, let's fuck.
Well, okay. We're starting the interview. Okay, go interview. I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar. So if you had what I expected, like when you started into the phone sex, you go straight to like phone sex with me. So like if you wanted to talk about me, we could do that. But you didn't. You wanted to like ask advice and have different questions.
Well, I should maybe we need another phone call before we finish.
Do it again.
We gotta do this one again. Okay, we're having a phone sex do over, the first ever at the end of the episode. Is that a deal?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll be thinking about stuff the whole time.
I just figured you are probably a person that knows how to bag a dude or a woman.
I'm so not. I'm really not. For men, like all the sex I have is for porn. And so like my flirt is, hey, do you shoot content? Like that's it. But I have to be super professional. So it's like, would you like to collab together? Here is my shooter and my test and the location. Like, it's all very professional. And like with women, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work because I have to toe the line between, oh my God, you're such an incredible creator, I look up to you, and oh my God, you're so fucking hot, please just let me suck your toes. And that's really hard for me. Actually, I was getting pizza. No, it was a sandwich. I was at a sandwich shop the other day, and the girl flirted with me, and I choked on my saliva, and it was really hard for me to be cool as I was spluttering out my sandwich order.
So I'm sensing a bit of awkwardness because on film, that is, you do look anything but awkward.
The film, that's because the film has rules. When I'm on camera, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm horny. I know how to do porn, and I know how you're going to respond in the porn scenario. Kind of mostly. But, like, in real life, it never, like, especially with girl-girl, like, girl-girl scenes, I know you've been in a while. You've done lots of girl-girl, and not all girl-girl is
a few, like, yeah.
Girls.
Yes.
So it's like, if I stroke your arm, like, oh my gosh, you're so pretty. Like, that's how girl-girl scenes start. It doesn't work like that in the real world. Like, it's like a certain tone of voice.
So,
and like, it's all weird.
So do you find that the industry has possibly ruined you in the civilian world? Like, if you were to be thrown in the dating pool, or if you are in it, you might, like, sink a little when it comes to...
Well, it's really strange because... Since I shoot so much content, I just fuck all my friends. So, like, the difference, because I think about it, like, people are like, oh, well, that's my friend. I could never fuck them. I'm like, why? Like, I love you. Let me blow you. Like, that. Why aren't we blowing each other? Like, that. I don't. So that's a weird disconnect that I would fuck all my friends because I love all my friends. And, of course, I'm attracted to all of them because I like them. And so, like, that's interesting. I can't even imagine that. Luckily, I probably don't have to.
You can imagine not fucking your friends.
Well, I can't. What's hard for me to imagine is why everyone else doesn't want to. Like, talk with the civilian people. True. And they're just like, oh, that's my friend. I'd never want to, like, they're beautiful and you like them. Why not fuck? Like, I don't know. It's true.
You know, when I first started, it definitely, there was a, the friends that I did make in the industry, I would stop and go, wait a minute, I can't perform with her. She's my friend. And it's like my sister. And now it's completely vice versa.
That's my favorite. I'm really good friends with, like, Nathan. Nathan Bronson is a good friend of mine.
Bronson,
and, like, what I love doing is, like, when I put his cock inside me, I look down and I go, hi. Hey, friend. Like, hey, we're fucking, isn't this funny? Like, it's fun.
I looked
it after that day, we go eat chicken wings. Like, I just, it's so comfortable.
I looked at him and said, hi, son.
Well, yeah. Usually.
And he dropped his draws.
Yeah, sounds like Nathan.
He's a hoot. I got to meet his mother-in-law on a set, so that was a fun one.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
And he literally went, drop and goes, hi, mom.
Yeah.
Isn't that him?
It sounds like him. It really does.
So, speaking of performers, like, is there any particular performer you haven't worked with yet that you really have on your bucket list?
So hard, because my bucket list, I've been in so long, I've worked with so many people.
Yes, you have.
She barely does girl. She's mostly like a solo OnlyFans Michael model, but Melrose Michaels.
Ooh. Okay.
And she's like so impressive as a businesswoman. So that's like towing the line between, oh my gosh, thank you for improving our industry. And like, oh my God, can I just please
pick your brain? Yeah.
Like it's difficult. Yeah. Cause I follow her like business account. And also, like, her porn account, so it'll be, like, this is how you write copy to engage your fans, and then it'll be, like, don't you want me to blow you? And I'm, like, oh, my God, like, she makes me wish,
like,
that.
Yes, I do.
Like, I really, really do. Can we talk about this more?
Now, what prevents you from reaching out to her?
I have.
Oh, it's one of those.
With girls, I feel like it never, like...
That's because she has people sexting for her.
Probably. With girls, there's like, oh my God, you're so pretty. And then they're like, oh my God, you're so pretty. Like, it's not, there's a disconnect. And it's really hard to toe the line as a professional and a huge fucking horn dog. So like,
yes.
Like I have clients. So I have one of my clients is a porn star, and I do like her, some of her content management and stuff, and I have such a fucking crush on her. And like, I'll talk about it a little bit. Like, I don't think she understands. I don't think they ever understand, because I don't think they'd ever think about that. But like, if she called me and was like, "Hey, I need you to come eat my pussy," and then answer all my emails, I'm like, oh my god,
you'd be like, "Dive!"
Oh my god, please, 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 please. And she, I did like some in-person work for her. I helped her like with her moving, and she flirted with me, and I was like,
"Now, did you receive? You knew she was flirting, but you just what couldn't do it back, or did you like
in this situation? Because like I made a joke, because all my flirtation is like jokes and to see how they work. And I said I'd come clean her house in a maid outfit, and she's like, "Oh, I'd love to see that." And like, I can do that. Like,
let's be serious here.
And then you serious? Because I'm being very serious.
And then you didn't show up in the maid outfit, did you?
It never goes anywhere. It's always like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like, it's so funny. And I'm like, no, but for real, though.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That happens a lot. Like, I don't realize. I know that they're sort of flirting, but I don't know how to progress it, like, reciprocate it.
I can't close. I can't. There's no closing. So, like, I think what's going to happen is when we finally do shoot content as professionals, because she suggested we do that as professionals, I'm gonna be like, so what if I was your assistant in this scene? So what if it's exactly the same as real life?
Yeah, like, hello. But yeah, because I'm just out. You need someone that's a little more aggressive, but like carries it through to the end. And you just go with the flow, right?
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, I was just at one girl once who, like, she even moved as my neighbor. And we would joke, like, oh, if you ever need me to come eat you out. And she's like, oh, I'll let you know. And I'm like,
no. Like, I'm going to eat.
I will come over. That would be so exciting for me.
Okay, everybody who's watching this, Jay Taylor is not kidding when she
says I'm not
says
kidding. Like, wouldn't it be so funny if I ate you out? And they're like, yeah, it would be funny. It'd be so hilarious.
Oh, that's, now, don't you have, you got a wingman or something, right?
Yeah, but then it just gets more awkward.
Oh, I was going to say, you got a wingman, you got a wingwoman, someone your best that can bring it along and really, like, make it happen. That's what you got to do. I think,
yeah.
I haven't figured it out myself. I just
get real nervous. I just get real
nervous. Yeah, it's definitely different than a straightforward business deal. You know, the real life engaging with with normal people. Now, do you think you could ever be with a civilian, like just a normal person that?
Yes, but they'd have to be down. Like, my partner has been my partner for the past decade, so he's very much aware of what I do and how I do it, yeah. And we are completely intertwined, and he shoots as well. So I don't foresee or want to be with anyone else, and it would be interesting for them to understand. Like, because even in porn star relationships, there's still a lot of communication that has to happen, because it's different. It's never exactly perfect always. There's always things that have to be discussed.
Yes, I can imagine. Now, did you guys meet as already in the industry?
Yeah, I was. He was curious. And so this was like before the content boom where everyone started shooting their own things. So he met me and was like, hey, we should shoot our own content on this thing called Clips Brazil. And I'm like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of. Why would I shoot for free and then sell it for like $5? And like, now that's like, oh, everyone does, which is awesome.
Exactly. So how did you do with the obviously you were in the industry before the OnlyFans fad, and what do you think about OnlyFans? Is that something you jumped on, or is it?
Yes, I did jump on it because I was already on Mini Bits and Culture Sale. tried a couple other platforms as well. But I really, I really went after it, and I think 2017 was the year.
Yeah.
Or, no, 2017 was the year I started? I don't know. I went after it several years ago and, like, switched up my prices and switched up the way I was doing things, and it kind of it grew a lot more exponentially than it was.
Do you like the independent nature of it, cutting out the middleman?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
And
because when I wasn't, I was just struggling. I'm a, like, my, I get booked every, like, 6 months to a year. Like, I'm, like, I shoot, all my content is my own. Like, I gave up on the traditional porn model years ago. Because I was fighting for it. And I just kind of was like, okay. Like, I'm still here. Like, hey, I'm available. But it's super rare. I have that coming up. But, like, it's gnarly. But it's like a surprise every time they come around.
Now, what kind of content do you have?
It's mostly, at this point, we're kind of focusing on, like, my real sex life and things that I really like and really enjoy. So, like, in the beginning, we did a bit more fetish, like, feed. I did some BDSM at the beginning of my career. I don't do that at all anymore.
I don't let us. Yeah.
No, it's just, like, really hot sex with my friends. That's what I would do. Like, that's my brand now. Like, my brand, like, following Sex Work CEO and figuring out how to brand it. I'm the girl next door. I'm here who wants to get off even more than you do. Like, I love to masturbate. I love pleasure. I love fucking my friends. And so let's have a good time.
You could be together. The slut on the street.
I don't like that. The slut on the street.
Okay, yeah. No, I was thinking the neighborhood hoe, like, slut on the street. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
What's that?
Now, what do you think about words like that being called, you know, referred to as a whore or slut? Does that offend you, or you're just like,
it has to be in the right context. I listen to a lot of audio porn, and I do a lot of audio porn, and if it's done right, degradation can be really hot and really fun. But you know, it's all about the intent.
It's all about the intent. What is your favorite audio porn or company?
Oh, my boy, my favorite. His name is Fade by Night, Fade by Night VA, and I discovered him 2 years ago because I was looking up. I was talking to a friend, and she was considering launching an OnlyFans and, like, reading spicy stories, like, not hardcore, but like, oh, we can wear masks and lingerie, and we can, like, talk about dirty things. I'm like, yeah, you can, and your husband can also do audios, and so so I looked up some male audios for her, and he came up, and it was, like, demons gangbang you in hell, and I clicked on it, and I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, this is going to be hilarious, and it was the most immersive, sexual, dirty thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I was shocked because he voiced five different characters. It was directional audio all around you. Like, it's so much more immersive and an intense of an experience than any video I've ever watched.
Oh, so what's his name again so we can check it out? You're making me want to go listen.
Go listen to him. He is the best.
Who is him again?
Fade by Night. I'll type that in the chat.
Nice. I'll put it in the comments.
He's an incredible writer and voice artist, and he's very, 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 very talented. I've commissioned him multiple times to fulfill my fantasies.
Now, is there any particular, like, you know, obviously our industry is evolving and technology is evolving. Do you foresee anything coming, like, you know, VR, the AI, anything that you see progressively happening that you would want to jump into or that you're like, yeah, let's do this?
I don't think VR is going to really continue. I feel like it's kind of cumbersome. And, like, it's personally too much. Like, when I think about VR, I think about it in the future where we're, like, Ready Player One, where it's, like, complete haptics and we're, like, total recall. is the kind of VR like I want, like beyond what we our capabilities are now. Like I don't want an Oculus, like that's awkward. And AI scares me a lot, like as a creator who's very dedicated in running my own channels and doing my own messaging and doing coursework, like that stuff's like. And from what I understand is like from the AI that I've seen, it's not the same. Like it's not
Oh
the same.
no.
Like you can
But
have a
also
robot
people
that can do
refer
sex with you,
to,
but
but people also when you say AI, they think that it's just the image of the person, but there's so many AIs that do like all the behind the scenes work, you know, you're from editing to captions to all kinds of stuff that are not actually your.
There are tools that we can utilize. So
There
I
we go.
guess
AI
that's helpful.
tools.
Thank you for clarifying, because I had these things like transcription, captions, things
That's, I
like
guess that's what I was referring to, because I also am getting worried about the actual images, but.
that. Those are great. The images and the voice is concerning to me, but there's tools that are pretty freaking awesome
Yeah,
that
and you
I
know, I sometimes I
like.
wonder if we're gearing towards a world that just doesn't work anymore. Like we're gonna be like, hey, remember when we used to have to go to work? And it's gonna be operated somehow, some way by everything, like not in on my lifetime, maybe yours,
Yeah, oh my God. I
but
don't know, like it's moving fast, but not too fast. And I know that people still do want to really connect with each other. So that's why,
yeah,
like, the
it's
OnlyFans model works is because they want the
the connect.
real connection with their stars, which is an unprecedented level now. Like, back in the day, like, you wrote letters and maybe got to see them at conventions. And now you
True.
can talk to them every day.
And now you can intermingle with your favorite creators, right?
Yeah.
It does make it a
Freaking.
nice feature. I mean, I kind of wonder, you know, not everybody's behind their creation, if you know what I
Yes.
mean. So I kind of wonder sometimes, you know, are we being fraudulent, you know, are we kind of fooling people? But then it's just really, it's creating a fantasy. And if that's what you're creating, then a person can do it good, then they still create
Yeah.
it. So it's just sort of a catch 22, but I like the cutting out the middleman, like actually having a residual or an income that can
Work for
go for
you.
years to come. And yeah, you're not just like one hit or quitter, here's your pay, see ya. You're not
Yeah,
gonna get
that's wild. That's wild how porn works.
Yeah, it is. You know, because it would be great if we could pay people by like what you generate, you know, royalties, but there's no way to do
Well, there's affiliates, which is kind of a thing, but those are hard to really create a big income with.
and you need a lot of them, like
Yes, I have one,
on
and it's like every 3 months I get like $50, and I'm like, woohoo! But
Yeah,
it's
I think you have to have by the like thousands, and depending on the
yeah.
different affiliate rules of how long they last and what you get, it's just like so extensive.
It's
So
crazy, yeah.
hats off to the people who take the time to do that, because it's a lot. Even
Yeah,
if
and it's not easy. I don't know if you've ever worked with affiliates, but it's coding. And so like I'm like, hey, I'm a model. Can you send me the link that I need? Like, but it's
is
coding. And
not
like
easy.
you have to take this HTML and put it in with this and like do this stuff.
And they have all different rules. It's like, how could you possibly follow? Like, this one's supposed to go for 3 months at this person, and this one. Yeah, it's pretty extensive, but I'm sure they have some pretty big spreadsheets they know how to read and
Yeah.
how to keep track of it all. So, what do you have upcoming? Anything new or big or thoughts of anything?
Well, I have all my AVN content. I released my first scene last week. I guess it was only a week ago. My first scene
Good,
video.
I'm not the only one that's late. Yeah.
You're in Vegas, right? Can I say that? You can edit that out.
No, I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. Well, Vegas, I shot with Feel Good Phil, who is another voice artist, and that was
You get to
feel
shoot
like
with who? I'm sorry.
Feel Good Phil.
Feel Good Phil. I've heard of this.
Ah.
Should I feel good, Phil?
It was next level. It was a next level scene.
Is he a
I called
massage
my
person?
he He could be.
I think this is a guy that doesn't show his face. He does massages and then
No,
gets.
he shows his face. He shows his
Okay.
face, which is why I was interested because so many voice artists don't. And so I wanted to work with him because I wanted to fuck a VA. And I was thought, oh, it's just it was like living an audio. Like it was he's very skilled. We and the scene was an hour and a half. I just trying to focus, be professional. The scene was an hour and a half. We went until the batteries died. And I tapped out. I was like, you have to come. I'm so dehydrated. He's like, okay. I had 40 orgasms. Like he just kept fucking going. Like he just like, and you know, with most sex scenes, how it's like, okay, I'm gonna eat your pussy and now we're gonna fuck
Yeah.
forever. No, like he like the first 17 minutes are were like me in his arms where they're just like touching on me and like
Stop
kissing on my
it.
ears and talking dirty and like playing my pussy and then like he just, I
Stop.
was
Oh,
like, oh, okay, amazing. And then he went down on me for like another 15 minutes. And I'm like, okay, amazing. And then every time we'd switch positions, he'd like be down there for like 10, 15 minutes. And I'm like, what is, oh my God, okay.
he is the performer, huh?
I was like, and then like afterward, he made me a sandwich. Like,
Now, is this the one you just released?
yeah, this it, and
Okay.
like it's
Do good. Better
oh my
on
God,
OnlyFans
I'm
because
so
of that.
stoked on the response because it doesn't, it's not like a porn scene. So we had a forward camera and an overhead shot, and we there's no close-ups, it's not porny, it's just two people having really, really hot sex in as
Wow.
just for as long as they can. And it's just the
Sounds
response I'm getting is like,
amazing.
I've never seen a scene like this. Like this is cinema, this is the hottest thing ever. 'Cause and like okay, so you know when you have sex with a guy and you're like, oh, that feels really good, and then he understands that it feels really good and he like switches it or he gets excited and like he's eating your pussy for him. That did not happen. It was
Yes.
he didn't fucking like switch anything and be like, that's insanely good. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm just gonna do it for 10 more minutes. Like it just it was, girl, go to Vegas.
I'll be there. I'll be there in March.
Hit
Kill
him
Bill
up.
film. I'll be there.
I like texted all my friends, like, I just worked with this guy. You have to go over
That's
there. It was,
great. That's awesome. So that is currently on your OnlyFans, right?
yeah.
And what is your
And
OnlyFans
his.
handle?
Oh, fuck.
Isn't it J Taylor
Jesus.
XX?
I think it's XX. Let me look that shit up. Let me just.
She said I have to look it up.
Okay, well, a second. I never look at the handle. I think it's JTXX. Well, it might be just J Taylor.
I think it's J. Well, I don't know. Your name looks off. I think I'm following you.
J Taylor XX on OnlyFans.
Okay, there you go. J Taylor XX. Go check out the scene with Feel Good Bill.
It's
Oh,
on his
nice.
site as well.
Wonderful.
Not all
Well,
sweaty.
I think I owe you now. I owe you another little bit of phone sex, huh?
Oh yeah, do that.
Okay, so you call me this time.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay.
All right, Lisa.
Yeah,
Ring, ring.
is that?
Sorry, that was my seductive ring that was started.
Okay, one
Like.
more time. She said. Ring, ring. Okay, I'm ready. I won't laugh.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hi. Who may I be speaking with right now?
My name's Jay. Is this Lily?
It is. Do I know you?
Well, you're about to, Lily. I've been looking at your pictures and I just can't control myself any longer.
Oh my, what about my pictures are you liking?
Well, I love those big, curvy breasts that you have.
Oh, well, thank you. I love them too.
Yeah, how do they feel when you touch them?
They feel very full and natural and just squishy.
Yeah, I have big natural breasts too, and I love to play with them.
Hey, really?
They're my favorite feature.
Could I put my face right in between them and just...
Oh, yes, you could. Oh, yeah. I love having my nipples lift too. Would you do that for me while your face was in between my tits?
Of course. I love my nipples too. It's like the spot that turns me to butter.
Yeah.
There we go. Melting.
Good. I want you to melt for me. I can keep going. Like, we can keep going.
Will you lick my butter?
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Sex with Lily show. There we go. That was that was much better than the first one. She is not an advice giver. She wants to fuck on the phone.
I am an advice giver, but it won't be sexual at the same time.
She's like, just don't stand in front of his truck.
Yeah, I'm like, sweetie.
Yeah, probably not going to work out too well that way. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you. I appreciate you coming on. And if you could just plug anything you want to plug, your links one more time.
Yeah, I'm going to type it for you just so you know.
Taylor XX on OnlyFans. And
yeah,
and
my Twitter, where everything goes, is Real J Taylor.
Oh. Real J Taylor on Twitter.
Real J Taylor on X.
On X.
Yeah, right?
Well, thank you again. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And this is Bone Sex with Lily Show, and we are signing off. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Phone Sex with Lily Show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share with others. Post about it on social media. Simply type in Phone Sex with Lily Show. For the latest from Lily, you can follow her on Twitter at LilyCravenXXX or message on Facebook at Lily.Craven40. Thanks again. Until next time.